through the American gateway to healthcare abroad. MedRetrieve, medical tourism specialist.
Hello, and thank you for joining us today on our testimonial podcast. This is Patrick Marsek from the MedRetreat Chicago, Illinois office, and I'm going to be your host today. And I'm joined by Betty Ray from Oregon. Betty Ray is a registered nurse, and her 22-year-old daughter, Nicole, actually went overseas to receive her procedure. Betty, welcome.
Hello.
How are you today?
You're fine.
Good. Well, thank you very much for agreeing to do this podcast. We appreciate your anything you have to say about this and helping other people make a decision as to whether or not this is for them. And I guess maybe what we should start with is briefly describe Nicole's condition and why she couldn't receive medical care in the U.S.
Okay, Nicole, as you said, is 22 years old. She has female problems. And a lot of history of cancer in our family, but her endometriosis and problems along that lines and ovarian cysts made her very, very ill. Mm-hmm. She had other congenital problems which were exacerbated by this condition, made them much worse, which would be knee replacements that we were hoping to put off until her 30s. Well, all that considered, we tried to get treatment for her as her age being 22, single, no kids.
Right.
They would not touch her. No one under 30, in fact, would they even consider doing something because they call this sterilization by doing a hysterectomy.
Right.
Even though she had totally failed every treatment that they had given her trying to control or even improve this condition, mm-hmm. especially the last 2 years, nothing was done for her because nothing worked.
Right.
And yet they still would not consider surgery with her.
So her quality of life was pretty low at that point, wasn't it?
Very, very low.
Yeah, yeah.
Extremely painful.
So nobody in the U.S. would do that. I imagine maybe some of that is due to the malpractice issues here in the U.S.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So the insurance companies won't cover it either. They won't touch her. Well, in the medical professionals wouldn't even touch her, even though she consented to see a psychologist, to have an evaluation done that way. She had all kinds of tests. She would sign off everything legally. They still wouldn't touch her. They kept running her through more and more tests, but still would never cross the line to do any treatment for her.
Right, right. Well, the good news is she was attended to, but before we get into that, you know, as a mother, as well as a registered nurse, what were some of your concerns about your little girl traveling 10,000 miles away to receive a surgery from someone you knew nothing about?
Well, just what you said, concerns.
Yeah.
We were very concerned until you actually took the time to detail, gave his name, gave the hospital's name, information about him. We even did more research because I have other medical people in my family.
Mm-hmm.
And you can believe we all were doing detailed research and came up with nothing bad about this doctor or this hospital, only good things,
right.
Which then swept us away. And your way of detailing and making sure everything ran smoothly from the airfare to the hospital to the hotel, everything was just detailed out. We knew she was in good hands.
Oh, well, thank you very much. We appreciated your leap of faith in the beginning because it almost takes that, you know, because how do you really know until you've actually experienced it?
That's true.
Yeah, yeah. But
we were still concerned and worried. That's true because we weren't there with her, and she was a long ways away from us, and our children are our most
right.
important thing.
Right, and one of the nice things I think that you'll probably agree is that Nicole's doctor was Dr. Suresh Kumarasamy from Glen Eagles Hospital in Penang, and he was very good about responding to your questions and concerns via email. So I'm sure that helped a little bit, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, and in the United States, we wouldn't have gotten any information.
Right.
Because they would have only released it to Nicole. Even her fiancé wouldn't have known what was going on, so we would have been in the dark until she'd gotten back. Even if she went someplace in the United States away from us,
right,
it would
right.
have been very difficult.
Right. What about
with your help? You were in constant contact with her, her doctor, everything. It was awesome.
Well, that's our job, and we're happy to do that. And that's one of the great things about, you know, working with a company that has experience in this. You know, we try to tell people, don't try to do this alone, because you really don't know what you're getting into. You have to know someone that's actually been there and understands the quality of care overseas. So, you know, that's one of the great things about this company, MedRetreat, is we provide that, and we're happy to share that information and make sure that medical tourists actually do this safely. You know, that's a big concern. Yeah. What about the cost, Betty Ray? What kind of costs were you expecting, and what kind of costs did you get for this?
Actually, we got, it was much cheaper than we expected. We're talking round-trip tickets, hotels, surgery, extensive workup. He did all these scans and biopsies, which, because he was concerned about precancer in this girl.
Right.
So when she came home, we knew she was in good health, that he had checked out everything.
Mm-hmm.
And in this country, we couldn't even got the same care just in the hospital, quick surgery and sent home. And she got this wonderful trip on top of it.
Yeah.
But even with that, the cost, we had major medical. Mm-hmm. We have a $5,000 deductible.
Mm-hmm.
It does not cover doctor's visits or all these other tests that were run on her.
Right.
And when you add that up, plus your 20% in a hospital, as you know, is quite a chunk with surgery. We still would have ended up paying as much or more in the United States than we were paying for her to go over there, I think. And it came cheaper because he didn't have to do a couple things, and they never charged it. I mean, what he did, he charged, and that's it.
Right, right. Yeah, they're not looking
no
to get rich.
No overcharging that happens in the United States so much of the time. I'm a nurse. I see it all the time. They inflate costs.
So I think it was without the airfare. I think total ever for everything. I believe she had an abdominal hysterectomy. She had a hysteroscopy. She had a pelvic ultrasound, a colposcopy, and biopsy. 5 days in the hospital with doctor care and nursing care, her meals, operating theater, medications, injections, supplies. Everything combined was, I think, around, including her hotel, was around $6,000. Is that about right?
Oh, yeah. I think actually she was even under $7,000 with the
airfare.
With the airfare, yeah. I think it was all under $7,000.
Right, right.
And we spent more in that last couple of years with doctor's visits, all the tests and treatments she's had here in the last 2 years.
Really? Well, I can believe that. I can believe that. You know, and it's just the nature of our system of healthcare here in the U.S. And that's why it's important to have options. And that's why MedRetreat was actually developed, to be able to provide people with, you know, something other than what they can only receive here in the U.S. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the point. If they could receive it, she could not receive the care.
Good point. Right. Nobody would
fell into that scope where she wasn't going to be touched.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she would not be still alive, I don't think, by the time she reached 30 if something wasn't done.
Right. Well, I understand.
She bled continuously for a year before the surgery.
Right.
Even with treatment.
And, you know, and she was a model at one time. It actually hindered her career to be able to do that because of heavy bleeding. She couldn't continue with that, she told me at one time.
She passed out and cracked her head wide open, and they had to sew her up and send her home for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As well, I guess it affected some of her joints, too, her knees.
Right.
Is that right?
Yes, because of her congenital knees, which are bad and will need to be replaced. That's the only thing to help those. The orthopedic surgeon will do that, but he wants to wait until she's at least 30.
Right.
If he can put it off that long.
Right, because knee replacements typically only last 15 to 20 years, so you only want to try to have it once, possibly twice in your lifetime. You don't want to be going through that every 15 years, so the longer you wait, I guess, the better on that. What do you think about the quality of care overseas? Has Nicole shared any of that with you?
Oh, yes. It blew me away.
being
a nurse, in my field.
Yeah.
I tried to cover all the bases because also I went through all this surgery here in the United States, and so many things were missed with my surgeons. My own doctor that I worked with kept touching base and covering things that my surgeon forgot to tell me. And we have to, as nurses, cover those little areas so much for our doctors. But over there, everything I warned her about or I would think about that pre- or post-op she needed to be alerted for, this doctor himself covered with her thoroughly, more than once. in fact, right. made sure she understood everything so that no base was left untouched. And then her care in the hospital was just outstanding.
Yeah, they don't kick you out of the hospital over there like they do here in the U.S. I mean, this would probably be a one night stay in the hospital, whereas over there, it was 5 days for her because they wanted to keep an eye on her, make sure she's well on her way to recovery before they released her, and also she had to stay, in the country for like 12 days after that, just for observation to make sure she's safe to fly home, no issues with deep vein thrombosis or things like that as a result of flying.
Nope. So, covered every base.
Yeah, Dr. Suresh
is care.
Yes,
in the care in the rooms, the nurses and everything were constantly there taking great care of her.
Sometimes we get complaints about that. They're too attentive. If you can imagine,
we got used to not being cared for in this country.
Exactly.
Sorry to say that. I'm a nurse myself.
But well, I'm sure it's no reflection on you. You definitely pay attention to your clients, don't you?
I hope so.
Yeah, yeah. Well, tell me about Dr. Suresh. I happen to have the pleasure to actually spend time with him while in Malaysia, not only on a professional level, but personally. What a compassionate man.
That's right. Through you, he kept us updated continuously on her progress, the surgery, how it went, everything. But also, I just had sent him a thank you because it meant so much to us, his care. He has actually emailed me back that he received that. Now, how often do you get correspondence back from your own doctor or even get a call back when
right.
you put a call into your own doctor? I always have to do the calling back to the patients, it seems like. So I was just floored when I got that email back.
Yeah, he's like that. In fact, many of the surgeons, because, you have to realize medical tourism is relatively new to us in the U.S., and they realize that, and their goal is to actually become a very big part of this medical tourism industry. And to do that, you really, really have to give that extra special care. And they strive to do that and have been for the past few years. And it's just working out great. Everybody we send to these hospitals overseas has just been amazed, not only at the service, but the cost. So, It's a great deal. Yeah. Yeah. What would you say? I don't want to keep you too long. I really appreciate you giving us your time today, but what kind of advice would you give to someone who's considering going overseas to do something like this?
Hook up with you. You will place them with the appropriate person. And let me tell you, this is just like our education system in this country. You have general education.
Right.
They don't have to do anything. They're kind of contracted. You have private schools, and they bust their butt for you because they know they won't get the students if they don't provide the education that they need to provide. It's the same way here.
Good point.
You don't have to go to these other people, so they do their job because they know that's the only way that they're going to get you. Here in the United States, with the insurances, some of them really lock you in. Mm-hmm. You get what you get, and that's it. You don't have a choice. And sometimes the care, unfortunately, is reflected in that.
Right.
So
right.
if they can afford it, and I don't see how you cannot afford it, because when they stop and do the figuring like we did, and we showed our family and friends, we paid less for this great quality care and actually got something done for Nicole than we would have paid through our insurance if they would have even done it here.
Right, right.
And that
right.
shut them up right there, and everybody else was, okay, next time we're looking into med retreat.
Well, that's very, very kind of you to mention that. Thank you so much, Betty Ray. I really appreciate your time today and joining me on this podcast. And hopefully, through your words, we'll help other people to realize that this truly is an option for them to travel overseas to receive quality health care from surgeons who are qualified as well.
Excellent.
Thank you very much for joining
that
us.
It all. Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
We're the American gateway to healthcare abroad. Med Retreat. Medical tourism specialists.